Welcome to the After Show. It's Tony and Christy and Nikki from Warm 101.3. And the After Show, of course, at warm1013.com. We invite you to share it with all your friends and all your socials so we can make some new friends. And in a moment, I will tell you why you should let the woman just sleep. Okay?
Ooh, I like this.
You will. Mm. And this one is for you, Nick. I guess a middle school student had a science project that she needed to do. A sixth grader in Tennessee named Caden Griffin decided to tackle a question that science so far has just ignored. The project is called, Does Your Cat's Butthole Really Touch All the Surfaces in Your Home?
Oh my gosh, I've wondered this myself.
Of course she did.
When she puts, okay. You know, when she sits down, is that thing like touching?
Yes, everything.
So, well, not necessarily. Here's the thing. So Caden put a non-toxic lipstick on the cat's butthole.
Oh my gosh.
And then kept track of where the lipstick showed up around the house. Now, does your cat have a long or medium hair tail or what?
So she's short hair, but it's not short, you know?
Okay. Well, cats with short hair made most of the contacts with the hard surfaces. There were lipstick smears on the soft surfaces, like the bed.
Ew.
Your cat with the long hair didn't make that many. Okay.
Okay.
So, which would be normal, which you'd, you know, you'd get this. You'd understand this.
But it has the little dribblies. What do you call those things?
Dribblies. No, Nikki, we didn't get into
dingleberries,
that.
Dingleberries.
Oh, dingleberries. Yes, okay.
When you have long hair cat, you have the dingleberries.
So, I don't think we're going to be hearing a lot from this sixth grader.
What,
I don't think this is one of those.
Christy, you've never had a dingleberry?
No!
I know someone out there has had a dingleberry.
I don't think this is one of the projects that's going to land this kid in the Hall of Fame.
Tony's ignoring us.
I'll tell you, I think that's one of the best studies you have ever talked about.
Just because you wanted to say dingleberry.
Something I am actually interested in.
Does your cat touch surfaces with its butt?
Yes. This
perfect.
Is legit, okay?
Oh, my goodness. All right, so here's the reason you want to let the mama sleep.
Okay.
Okay, basically, gentlemen, you should be paying attention to this, okay? The more sleep she gets, the more sex you get. Plain and simple. Okay, that's a study that I like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's basically it. That's the whole thing.
So if you wake her up, you ugly.
That's right. No matter what.
What?
I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm cracking up. I wake up really early in the morning.
I know you do.
Oh my goodness, that made me funny. You ugly.
She said things today she's never said before, apparently.
Must be tired.
She must be.
It's so funny. So you guys know I've told this story about that horrible nightmare of an experience I had last summer when I woke up to splashing in my pool thinking, this was like after midnight. I'm like, what the heck is going on? I go out there. There's a dog in my pool that can't get out, like fell in my pool, okay? And I went and rescued the dog and everything, right? Saved the day. Woohoo! Last night, I look out my window and I see what looks like someone like diving in, splashing in my pool.
What?
And I'm like, it is cold. It's snowing. What is going on? I thought some kids maybe came over. No. Right. Two ducks. It had just dived down to, you know, get itself fully immersed in the water.
Funny.
And I ended up watching them. It was a male and a female.
They always are.
They are just so fun to watch. And I got to talking with a fiance, and he thinks that this is the way it is in real life. Because, you know, with ducks, the males are prettier.
Yes.
The females are brown and kind of drab looking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then the males have these brilliant colors and things. And he's trying to say that's how it is with humans, too.
Well, he may be right in certain instances, but I can tell you in his and in mine, it's not.
Thank you, Tony.
You're welcome,
Thank
baby.
You.
Gotcha. Oh, we left somebody out, didn't we?
Hello, I'm right here.
I have a theory on why that's the case, too. Excuse me. Here's the theory. Okay, listen. I don't care what animal you're talking about. The male always wants sex more than the female. Okay.
Yeah.
So the male has to look, well, maybe not in your case, honey, but the male has to be prettier because, and it has to be, you know, flaunting it so it gets noticed. All right.
I will
so that's
tell
what
you,
happened.
Tony, every time I watch these ducks for a good 15 minutes. I'm not kidding. I just was mesmerized by them. And I kept watching. The male kept, you know, grooming himself and then going closer to the female. And the female kept going, getting away from the male. It's like, nope, nope.
Oh, it's hilarious. I watch them all the time on the lake. It's the most fun thing in the world.
It's
because
so much fun.
It really is. And then I see them actually mating, and then, you know, they'll swim away from each other. It's like, you know, the swim of shame.
The swim
you know?
Of shame.
But yes, when I lived in Webster, we had a pool, and we had these two ducks every year. They'd come. I'm sure they were the same ones, male and female. They'd go in my pool, right? And the dogs would go crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And the dogs would chase them from, you know, run around, and the ducks would just swim across the pool. And finally, I'd had enough because they were pooping all over my sidewalk.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's gross.
So what I did is I got a football, and I fired it at the ducks.
Oh, no.
Okay. Now, I didn't hit them. I didn't plan on hitting them. If I did, I didn't care, but I didn't hit them. But after one time of firing the football at the ducks with all of my might, they never came back.
Oh, my that's
why I'm sure it was the same couple year after year, because they do come back. They do roost.
This couple came last year, and I was asking Shane. I said, do you think it's the same one? And he said, yeah.
Yeah,
same couple.
So they never came back after I fired the football at them. But the dogs would run around the pool because the stupid dogs didn't jump in the pool to go get them, which is fine with me because I didn't want them in the pool. But that would be the normal thing to do.
Probably.
Right. And the ducks would just kind of funny and swim on the other side. And then the dogs would run over there and funny, swim on the other side. So after watching that for a while, I said, no, you can't make a fool of my dogs. I'm sorry. So. But,
you can make a fool of me, but not the dogs.
Not my dogs. So, anyhow, did I hit everything I wanted to hit? I can't really. I did the cat butt. I did the better sex. You still working out, Nikki?
Oh yeah.
Do you put ice on hurt muscles?
I don't, but I probably should.
Study says today ice on sore muscles may not be doing much good. Matter of fact, it may slow down the healing process.
Ooh,
see,
ouch.
This is one of those things where everything you know is wrong.
What about injuries like your knee? If my knee is swollen,
well,
why is it swollen?
Oh, I've had three surgeries on this knee. It's all screwed up.
Oh, okay.
Well, it says here's the deal. It says the anti-inflammatory cells in your, you know, in your body take care of that. Okay. Now I'm guessing if you get an injury, maybe do that. But they said it slows the process down.
Wow.
Which is interesting.
Who knew?
I know, and who knows if this is right. 10 years, 5 years from now, they say, no, we were wrong. My doctor always tells me with my injuries, with my back and my knee, he says, ice, then heat. Ice, then heat. You know why I think? Because they don't have a freaking clue. that's my story that I'm sticking to it.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, kids, that's the after show. Spread it around with your friends and remind me tomorrow, Chris, we have to talk about her with the dingleberries, okay?
Dingleberries.
I don't want to talk about that anymore.
I love it.
No one wants to talk
about
that anymore.
No one wants to hear
anymore.
About dingleberries. Okay.
No.
But they've had the experience.
I don't think so.
Very relatable.
I don't think so.
Dingleberries.
Oh, God.
On Warm 101.3.
I don't think so.
Oh, God. All right, gang. We'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Flee ya.